Okay, recording has started.
Awesome. Welcome, Dearden. Welcome, Jenkins.
Good morning.
Thank you. Somebody should say something. The silence is killing me.
Does anyone have a good dad joke?
Yeah, that's what we need.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Who's Utah playing this week, Tina? I just saw you.
West Virginia.
Yeah. Is it a home game or away game?
Away.
That's because you guys are home, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. Nothing like missing the first three games, the home games of the season. Mike's like, why did we get tickets? Oh. But I've made money on the first two. I've almost paid for my whole season. So at least half of my season on the first two games. So
there you go.
Hi, Miss Mira. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good to see all of you.
Good to see you. Let me just text Davenport. Katie, of the board members you talked to, besides Davenport, who else was going to be here attending? Katie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I was counting. I think Davenport is the only one we are waiting for.
Okay.
And maybe I just
Davenport is jumping down. Oh, go ahead. Okay. What's that, Katie?
I was going to say I double checked, and yes, it's Davenport is the only one we were waiting for sure.
Okay.
Did we send Lance a reminder?
Yeah, I just talked to him on the phone. He's jumping on. Sorry.
Okay.
So I'll just tell you guys when we, as soon as he gets on, and then after the motion to close the meeting, provided that you all agree to go into the meeting, then I'll send you an updated meeting invite, and then we'll log out of this, log into the closed meeting invite, have the closed meeting, and then when we return, you'll have to come back to this one and the original one that was sent out. So hopefully that makes sense.
I think I can get it. I can't speak for everyone.
We'll try. Tina, I do have a 9:30, so just FYI.
Okay. We will have to make sure that we're done by 9:30. Hopefully we can be done by 9:25.
Okay.
I think once we get in there, the information is, I think that, I don't think it will, there'll be a lot to discuss based on how we're going to present it.
Tina, Clint Topham's on. Our trip got canceled.
Okay, good. I'm sorry your trip got canceled, but happy you're on the call. Clint, I just told everyone that when we get Davenport on the call, we're going to, once the motion's made and the roll call is taken, I'll send out a closed meeting. In fact, I'll just send it out now. And then as soon as it's time to go there, we'll go into the new one. Hello, Davenport.
Hello, everyone. Sorry about being late.
It's okay.
Okay, so pull up the agenda here.
I've got it sharing on my screen if you want, and then I'll share the roll call so you can go through that.
Problem I have is it's on my phone.
Okay.
A little small.
I'll email it. Katie, will you email him the agenda? Okay, go.
Okay. All right, we ready to roll?
Yep.
Okay, welcome everyone. Appreciate you taking time on your Friday morning. Let's go ahead and proceed with a roll call. Lance Davenport, please speak up when your name is read. Lance Davenport is here via Teams. Greg Dearden?
Here.
Randy Swalberg?
Here.
Clint Topham?
Here.
Kevin Van Tassel? Mara Brown.
Here.
Tammy Pearson. Scott Jenkins.
Here.
Sean Guzman. Okay. I don't believe our non-voting members were invited this morning because we're going to go into a closed session here after we open this up. Anybody on the call this morning from the general public that would like to make comments? That's item number 3 on the agenda. Okay, it does feel like we have a quorum. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Then I would, we'll go to item 4, entertain a motion to close the meeting for the purpose of discussing information provided during the procurement process under Title 63G, Chapter 6A.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. I guess we have
aye,
to take
a aye.
Aye.
We got to roll call this.
Yeah, we got to do a roll call vote here. So let's do that quickly. Lance Davenport says yes. Craig Dearden?
Yes.
Scott Jenkins?
Yes.
Sean Guzman's not here. Mara Brown?
Yes.
Tammy Pearson not here. Randy Swalberg?
Yes.
Clint Topham?
Yes.
And Van Tassel.
Okay. He's not here.
Yeah. Sounds like we have a vote to close the meeting.
So I've sent you all. Yeah, sorry. I've sent a closed meeting invite. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Somebody had a comment?
Yes. I haven't done this by telephone before. So if I need instructions, to get there, tell me what I need to do.
So,
yeah, I received a link.
I just sent it out. It should be on your calendar, just like this one was, or in your inbox.
Okay.
Just barely. Okay. So we'll all log off of this and then log into that, and then we'll come back to this after.
So, Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion that we close this meeting and go to our closed meeting. I think you have to do that by motion.
Did we just do that? Or did I?
We just did that.
We just did that. And we did the roll call vote for that. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Just did that. Okay. So we'll see you on the other side.
To go to your next one.
Okay. Let me just double check on. Okay. Thank you. I did want to say, if I do have to jump off, that I really appreciate the process that you've gone through and all the work that went into it. And Chris, I appreciate your expertise on the legal side of the procurement process and making sure that we're following all the right laws. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Mara.
We have everybody back.
I'm counting to make sure.
Yes, we do.
Only one I don't see is Clint.
Clint is here.
He's on. Oh, good. He's on. Great.
I'm just not going to show you my picture this morning.
That's okay. All right, then I'll call for a motion based on the discussion held in the closed portion of the meeting we just completed.
All right, Mr. Chair, this is Jenkins, and I'd make a motion that pursuant to the Utah Procurement Code and the solicitation, I move that the board authorize the executive director to enter negotiations with the highest rank architectural firm identified through the procurement process to establish a contract for architectural services consisting with the Utah Procurement Code and the scope presented. If the executive director determines in consultation with legal procurement staff that the negotiations with the highest ranked firm have reached an impasse or are otherwise unsuccessful, the executive director is authorized to determine to terminate negotiations and proceed sequentially to the next highest ranked firm, consistent with the procurement and solicitation terms, and to report the outcome of negotiations to the board.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Very nice job there, Jenkins. Any further discussion to the motion before us?
The only thing is this worth having an individual vote on or just a regular old vote? And it is important, but
I guess question.
If we all vote yes, then it wouldn't matter anyway, but just a thought.
So shall we call for just a voice vote? And then if there's a dissenting vote, we can go into what do you prefer, Tina?
You can do a voice vote. That's fine. I just put that up there in case you wanted that.
So all in favor then of the motion before us, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Okay, all present voted in favor of the motion. Motion passes. Thank you, everyone. Again, thank you, Tina, Chris, the members of this committee who put in a lot of time in this and effort in this process. So we appreciate that. We're now to item number 6. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank
you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Good weekend.
Bye.
Thank you.